Right, red light's on. This is an oral history recording, and I'm talking to Billy Winnie. Billy, would you like to introduce yourself, where you were born and grew up?
Yes, I was born in Blythe, locally here, not far from where I live now. I was born 1938 in Jubilee Road, and I've lived in Blythe nearly all my life. I worked away once for about 4 years. Apart from that, I've lived in Blythe 75 years now.
Yeah.
And I started work on Blythe Harbour way back in 1979 as a deckhand labourer. And I really started with a view to working either the Crofton or the Cresswell as required. And I started, as I say, deckhand mainly on both of them, but the one on the Cresswell involved driving the dredging crane as well.
Mm-hmm.
But a deckhand, of course, is dog's body clean up. And also responsible for mooring the Cresswell, because she had to moor partly to the quay and partly on anchors.
Okay.
And I would get in a boat off the Cresswell into a boat. We landed ashore and then put her wires ashore, and she would get the anchors put out, and then when she took a position, the boat would pick me up again off the quay, put me back on for the day's work.
All right. And this is the Cresswell?
That was the Cresswell's job, yeah.
What kind of dredger was the Cresswell?
A grab hopper dredger. Mm-hmm. The grab did the digging, and the hopper contained the spoil, and of course she went to sea and opened the doors and discharged the spoil at sea.
Mm-hmm. And but there were other dredgers working at that time?
The Crofton.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked the Crofton. Actually, I was mainly on the Crofton, but I did spend a lot of time on the Cresswell because I was one particular individual who really didn't care too much for work, and he often took long spells off work. Really, I only learned, when I did finally learn to drive the crane, because I spent the bulk of 1 year on it.
Mm-hmm.
This fellow went off sick for 3 months as of an operation, and while he was away they discovered he needed another operation, so he came back and did about 6 weeks work and took another 3 months off. So that's how I learned to drive the dredging crane.
Mm-hmm.
But after that I worked mainly on the Crofton, but always relieved for the Cresswell. If the Cresswell was one short, it was my job to swap over.
Right.
Till the Cresswell, eventually someone retired from the Cresswell, and I worked on the Cresswell for the last 18 months of her working career, till she finished in 1988.
Right.
And then I reverted back to the Crofton and stayed on the Crofton until she finished in 1997.
Right. And what kind of dredger was the Crofton?
Suction dredger. Twin suction pipes, one either side, and again hopper dredger. She could fill herself with mud in round about half an hour's dredging in the river, because once you got a certain amount of mud and water in, the water just used to pour over the side. But when she went dredging sand, which is her main job, dredging the sand in the approach channel, she could fill 750 tons of sand in an hour and 20 minutes. So she did 3 trips a day on sand, 4 if you were in the river.
And can you explain to people who don't understand or haven't thought about it, why do you need dredging at Blythe?
Well, because the river is not a natural river.
Mm-hmm.
It has been widened and deepened to take bigger and bigger ships all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the natural amount of water flowing down from the hills of Northumberland, etc., has never increased. So there's not a great fast flow of water to carry what is called detritus, which is likes of soil and leaves. If there was a fast flow of water, it would carry it out to seas as it does on the Tyne.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, River Blythe has been reckoned really just one big sump, and the detritus just settles. So to maintain your depth, you have to do continuous dredging. And I don't think there's any other way of doing it. Once you commit to keeping the depth, you're going to have to keep dredging.
Yeah. So how much dredging did you do every year?
Well, the Crofton had bits of... She never really seemed to be without engine trouble. Bits of niggly things. Niggly. But I reckon to do about over 40 weeks dredging a year.
Mm.
280, 290, maybe nearly 300 days in a good year.
Mm.
But of course it didn't dredge... We didn't go to sea in bad weather. So if it was really heavy seas, you could be laid up for a week and a half. 10 days in the winter, heavy weather would stop you going. But the niggly thing with the Crofton was her engines, unfortunately. She was built with